And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Jeff for keeping us rolling on The Fan this morning. Having a great time with Doug Kern of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We are talking tackle days, talking deals, talking fun, and having a great time doing it, as you heard it in the first hour. No Pete today. He's out in Montana having a great time, really getting in on some good late-season trout fishing. Pete sent me a rundown of photos yesterday. It looks like they are just crushing them. Had a couple of good days with Greg Stotesbury. He called us yesterday and kind of gave us the rundown. But, man, they're having some really good fishing. But look forward to having Pete back in the studio next Saturday. Neither myself nor Corey will be there because we're both going to be at Tackle Day selling gear. But Pete and Wayne will be back in here having a good time. And Pete will be telling us all about it. And, boy, in the meantime, it's just been a very fun show and a great day, Corey.
A lot of fun, man, talking Tackle Day and having Doug Kern in the world headquarters. Always so much fun. And giving away a $100 gift card at Fishman's Landing.
Yeah.
And, right? To one lucky caller or texter. And if you want to join us, the number is 833-288-0973. And I do see one open line for you. So, again, 833-288-0973. Or text us via the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number.
Yeah, hey, as promised, we've got him standing by. And Gundy, always apologies about keeping you on the hold. I know how much this report means to Corey. I know how much it means to me, and I never want to rush it. So we appreciate you hanging in there for the second hour with us. Good morning, Gundy.
Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing? No worries, man. No worries.
Can't rush the surf. It's too good.
You know, we had that storm roll through, and that kind of, you know, caused some issues there. But this week we saw an improved bite, and things started to come together again, especially up north, and that's kind of been the theme. Is that, you know, that Santa Barbara, Ventura, Malibu, all the way, I would say, the South Bay beaches. That has just been the best stretch, and that's where it's bounced back the soonest. Hook, line, sinker up in Santa Barbara reported good perch fishing this week. The water's cooling. We're starting to see some better models. Maybe 8 to 10 inch average was pretty good, and they're biting just about everything. Still some sand crabs up there. Loon Point, Santa Claus Lane, which is one of the traditional perch spots, the salt marsh, all good stretches. Graveyards kicked out some nice fish. The halibut bite also improved up there. The fish were scattered, but a few 18 to 28 inch models were reported. Weedless rigged flukes on a dart head was what was working best. There's still a lot of junk in the water. The guys are targeting the cleaner stretches, but still having a weedless setup will help you get through that stuff. Refugio, El Capitan, Goleta Pier were the better spots for the halibut guys. And that Goleta Pier, there's still those short to just legal white sea bass roaming around under the lights in the early mornings and evenings. That's still going past the moon. Just Fishing reported the bite improving on South Bay beaches. Still a few guys scratching at Corbina, but 5 to 10 inch barred perch made up most of the catch there. Some nice leopard sharks also in the mix. Big fish reported, lots of off color water. A few halibut in and around the harbor. A few perch off Bolsa Chica. Newport and Dana saw scratch fishing from smaller perch. Lots of junk in the water there. Same off San Diego. I think one of the highlight fish off San Diego was a 23-inch short fin Corvina off the beach at Cardiff on a flash minnow. That's a real nice fish. You know, that's something, despite the slower beach fishing, that's something that's been biting off San Diego here the last month or so in the lagoons, in the harbors. We mentioned it here in our report, but the short fin, you know, have been kind of interesting and a fish worth pursuing. You know, a lot of guys probably don't understand how those fish work and stuff. They're in the croaker family. They're an inshore fish like a spot fin, a yellow fin. So off-color water doesn't really hamper these fish. These fish are, they feed by sound, by smell, you know, the little barbels on a corbina. They're all in that same family. So you might not know they're there, but there could be some really good fishing for those things.
Man, that's great dope. As always, I love this report every week, Gundy. Good fishing, and like you say, that's the one thing about the surf is there's always highlights in it, or the surf / inshore. You know, if the surf's not right, maybe slide into the harbor.
Yeah.
If the harbor's not right, maybe there's good fishing on the pier. Fishing's not right in your backyard, a little trip up the coast, find the conditions. There's always good fishing to be had for something.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rock Cut. You're right about that. Maybe next time we'll talk about fishing. You know, the guys fish topwater for those things a lot, and maybe next time we'll talk about, you know, because topwater is really not something that's in the saltwater
arsenal
for most Southern California anglers. You might get a topwater bluefin or something like that, but it's not a tactic that's normally used. So that might be a good future subject.
I have a solid indicator on when the short fin are biting, and it's when I show up to work in the morning, which is usually right around 8 o'clock. If I get to the shop and there's like 4 bass rods that are all like piled in the corner of the tackle shop that all have a Lucky Craft or a little MC Fluke on them, there's like 4 bass rods that are all piled up, and all the boys are like looking back and forth at each other. Like, I know for sure in the dark when the long range boats were going and the lights were still on, those guys were like, okay, dude, tap me out. I'm going to go make 2 casts. You just cover the register. I'll be right back. And then I know that kind of shenanigans is going on when Doug's not there, and I love every bit of it. Like, it's so, you know, they always, like, try to pretend it's not happening, the telltale sign. And so there's 4 rods all piled up, all with Lucky Crafts, and, like, everybody's looking back and forth at each other, like, you know they crushed them in the morning. That's always the sign, like, oh, it's on this morning, isn't it? And, like, one guy's like, oh, yeah, it was on. It was on real good this morning. Pretty fun times.
It is a fraternity of anglers that are tight-lipped for sure, you know. I know it's a guarded secret, you know, but... Hey, they're spread out now. You know, they've caught them all the way up to Newport Harbor this year. So, you know, the possibilities are expanding.
I love it. Gundy, a great report as always, brother. Sure, appreciate you taking the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Have a good week, gentlemen. Great show.
Appreciate that very much.
Thanks. And so fitting, it was brought to us by Surfish Tackle.com. I'll get it out
there
one of these times, right? Yeah. Surfishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. And mentioning, that's Bill Barney. And
yeah.
Bill Barney's going to be one of the seminar speakers.
Yeah, Bill will be doing a seminar for us, 9:15, right on the morning, likely on the Tomahawk. That's where it's all scheduled to talk to Dave. And Dave was all about it, but as you know, it's still the fishing season. So
yeah.
The bluefin fishing gets great and the Tomahawk's gone, well, then we'll punt and we'll figure out where it'll be. But as of right now, it's scheduled to be on the Tomahawk at 9:15. Bill's going to do a really cool seminar, and he's going to have some water in the bait hand wells, and he's going to bring the different varieties of saltwater bait. There's going to be ghost shrimp and blood worms and all those kind of things, showing guys how to hook their baits, fish. It's just... He does such an awesome, awesome job, and we're so proud to have Bill as part of our seminar schedule at Tackle Days. And Doug, that's a big part of it, too. You know, the seminar is something we haven't really mentioned yet, but another big part of the event.
Well, yeah, we've upped our game a little bit. We have 5 seminars this year, where we have been having 3. Actually,
we just lost one. That's all.
Okay, so there may be only 4 at this point.
Yeah.
But still, to get... You know, back on one of the boats where we used to have the seminars on the boats, the fishing's been too good the last 5 years in November. But looks like the Tomahawk might have a day in, which is very cool. And for him to be able to come down and do, like you say, put the baits in the hand well, let people really look at them, show them how to, you know, what type of hook, first of all, what type of rig, and then how do you button that bait on there?
And Bill has a true passion.
There's no doubt.
But he's also got the technique of being able to convey that to the people.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
He's a really good speaker and a really good... good-hearted individual.
Yeah. He's a pro first, but also a teacher of that just as much. You know,
and
like,
he loves that style of surfish.
Totally.
Yes.
He wrote the book on it.
Right.
The Light Line Revolution. It's the manual.
So 9:15 on that one?
9:15 is when the seminar starts. We'll be having 2 going on at 9:15. Frank Lopresti will be on the main stage just doing a great talk. And, you know, we just called it a lifetime of long range. And the reason I wanted to do that is Frank has seen and done everything. And Frank doesn't need to be told, you know, what to do and what not to do. So Frank's seminar was titled A Lifetime of Long Range, and he's going to take that ball and run with it. Opportunity of question and answer.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what do you say? Like, it's,
right.
He's the GOAT, you know? Like,
yeah, he doesn't really do seminars anymore. He used to travel around the country doing seminars, every sports show from here to New York, and, you know, he just hasn't done them that much. And this is a pretty golden opportunity to see Frank, talk about sport fishing, long-range fishing, and ask him specific questions, and whether it's a story, you know, that they want to hear or a technique that they want to, you know, learn more about. That's a great one. And then why don't you delve into the other seminars we have?
Yeah, really pumped on Frank. After that, the next round of seminars, I'll have to check the seminar schedule. I believe it's 12:15, but I'll confirm that. We have the boys from Two Fish Jigs, and we got the whole squad of the guys. Captain Matt Barala from the San Diego, Brandon, our co-host in here and partner in the tackle store, and then Bodan, who's the head behind the jig. So the three of those guys together are going to be doing a surface iron fishing seminar, going to cover tackle, but more importantly, going to cover the jigs, how to, what to, when to, by three of the best surface iron fishermen around.
You know what's crazy? One of those guys on their own would be a seminar,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. No doubt.
But to have all three, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one.
And then rounding out, he always closes us out as long as he's in town and not on a long range trip, is one of my favorite seminar speakers. And, you know, Ronnie Kovac years ago dubbed him the fishing encyclopedia. And it's the truth. It's our great friend Steve Carson. And Steve does such a great job. And it's a fishing tackle seminar on the appropriate things to bring from day and a half to 10-day trips. And kind of goes over the gear, what you do, when you do, how you do. And not only is Steve a fantastic speaker, really good at what he does, he also is always fun about giving a little prize away. If you got a junior that's going with you, make sure you're at his seminar. He always hits up Carl for a trip pass or two. So in addition to getting some great info, Steve always makes it a lot of fun and always has some giveaways through his seminars too. It's going to be an awesome day.
Yep.
Dude, I can't wait. Next Saturday,
yeah,
man.
We're pumped.
So much fun.
We're pumped. Well, hey, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Alex? Alex calling from San Carlos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. My birthday usually falls on the same weekend as Tackle Day, so every time my wife says, like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, Tackle Day.
Yeah, that's like, no. Right there.
No. Tackle Day. Tackle Day.
That's awesome.
Anyways, hey, I just got a custom Seeker SSR 7650 built. It's going to be my yo-yo rod. So I'm trying to see if I can get some advice as far as what reel to put on so I can look for it on Tackle Day. Also want to know, with the free line, are you guys also including the Max Quattro, the metered Max Quattro, or is that, or maybe is it like an additional price?
The metered Max Quattro, I think, is one of those that falls under the $6 additional. So, you know, you end up with, what, 300 yards. It's another $18, something like that.
Which is ridiculous, right? I mean.
Yeah. I mean, some of those are just another echelon up in price. So, we had to do that.
But for $18, roughly.
I know.
You're getting what you want. Yeah. Alex, what a great deal, man.
You know, that rod is very versatile. That's probably one of the most versatile rods that we sell. 7.5 is a great length. That's what we would call a 50-pound rod. But, you know, most people are going to put Spectra backing and a shorter top shot. And you could certainly put, 40, 50, 60-pound on there. And if it's, you know, something where you're trying to prevent chafing, you could even go to 80 or 100, depending on what you're using the rod for. But so that makes it a rod that could house a star drag or a lever drag. And so just to throw out the two, I'll do it in Shimano land, and then you can extrapolate out to the other manufacturers. A Talica 12 could be a real good two-speed lever drag that you might put on there. And then you might put a Trinidad 20. That'd be like your yo-yo reel, casting live baits for more school-sized fish that are biting a little heavier line, that type of thing. Even a Wahoo rod, that would make a good Wahoo rod with that, you know, Trinidad 20. I mean, there are 20 reels that you could put on there, but you could go a little bigger, a little smaller, probably not too much smaller than a Trinidad 20, but there are times where I could see putting a Talica 10 on there, you know, maybe the white sea bass or dropper looping yellowtail in our local waters, you know, that could potentially, you know, where you don't need the extra line, you know, you're fishing in 120 feet of water and a 30 pound yellow is not going to just take that much line. But I would narrow it down to a Talica 12 or a Trinidad 20 and then extrapolate out to anything comparable, whatever brand you might like.
That's a great deal. And Alex, thanks for...
It's just going to be my yo-yo rod, mostly.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, you never know. You're going to go on multiple different kinds of trips over the next 3, 5, 10 years. And so you can strap a different reel on there. You know, maybe there's not going to be yo-yo fishing, but, you know, you're going to go do something else. And so that rod will handle a multitude of situations for sure.
7650, a great rod to sinker rig bluefin fish. You know, your heavy bait outfit, a TAC 16 full of 80 pound max quattro and a 50 or 60 pound top shot makes a great heavy bait rig or even a lighter nighttime drop jig when the nighttime fishing is like it is right now. And a lot of those fish are 20 to 40 pounds and you're not needing to fish a super giant 500 gram jig to prepare for 120 pounders.
Yep.
How about fishing a great rig that's way easier to handle all night? Like you're potentially buying a rig that's got a lot of legs under it and you can do a lot of fun stuff. Hey, Alex, appreciate the phone call very much. You know, Doug, I know one of the other things that's real big about Tackle Day is the amount of vendors, I guess you'd call them vendors or manufacturers, but it's not just the sale and it's not just the seminars, but there's a lot of information for people to come see from the source.
Well, I mean, where else can you have literally the top 25 manufacturers of saltwater fishing tackle? And if we go straight down the list, I'm just going to literally read the list. And we could elaborate on each one of these for 10 minutes, but you're going to get a chance to see the latest gear, talk to either the owners, the field staff, sales managers. So I'm going to just go down the list. We've got Accurate there, AFTCO, Bahio Sunglasses, which is a new product line for us, CalStar, and you all know that Chris Yamada has purchased CalStar and is doing wonderful things over there.
Is Chris going to be there?
Chris himself will be there.
How cool, yeah, because we've heard so much conversation about
totally.
Chris.
Yeah, and he's giving free sweatshirts and T-shirts
for
purchase of rods and blanks. Then we've got Costa Sunglasses, Daiwa Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, and also Iser with their knot tying contest. JRI Jigs, MC Bates, our man here, Corey. We've got Mustad, Okuma, Olakai, and Olakai always does his salesman sample blowouts in the parking lot for like, I'm going to guess close to 50 or if not over 50% off. And then we've got the first run stuff in the shop. Our friends over there at Owner, Penn, staple in the industry, Phoenix Rods, my goodness, we just got in a giant order of Phoenix Rods, and they're all going to be on sale. Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Shimano, of course. Two Fish Jigs we talked about. Yozuri's going to be there. And then we have Fast Lane doing kayak demonstrations. We've got Sushimi Roland doing sushi demonstrations, and I'm sure you might get a little sample there. I'm not sure, but wouldn't surprise me.
You got to hedge me out if you get that sample.
Can I request a boot next to
you? Yeah. Oh, dude.
Actually, I'm usually next to Olakai.
Okay.
Oh, well, he's just right down, like two booths down from that, I think. So.
Well, listen, the Olakai thing is kind of like the underground secret.
It's wild.
Big time.
Like crazy. I never knew what the heck was going on until I was next to him.
People love that because he's blown out, you know, sandals and shoes and all kinds of stuff, you know, for the saltwater environment.
Unfortunately,
ridiculous.
They didn't have any my size. They didn't have a size 13.
We've got our rod builder, Chris Latham, is going to be doing rod building demonstrations. Five Star will be there doing, you know, how to care for your catch and showing how to fillet a fish, whether it's a tuna or a rockfish or a yellowtail, whatever he happens to have available at the time, he's going to show you the proper way to handle a knife and process your fish. And then we've got the San Diego Anglers and the San Diego Angler Foundation. They're putting on the casting contest. And then, of course, the giant raffle. And then we've got the El Roro food truck, which is everybody's favorite.
Legendary.
Everybody loves the Mexican food there. And then Mike Lum and crew over there doing all kinds of – he always has something fun that he's doing
at the
Rollo booth.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, let me tell you, his ears must be burning because we have Mike Lum on the line right now. Perfect segue, Doug. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sounds like a great weekend coming up.
Yeah, this is the most excited I've been for a tackle day. This is our 21st year, and we really added some components that are going to be fun. You know, everybody thinks of it as a parking lot sale, and it is all of that, but we've just added some fun things that people can do, and to be able to talk to some of these people that we haven't had before. And then, my goodness, the things that you do, maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the fun stuff that you've concocted, because I know you have.
Yeah, we made some notes last year as we came out of Tackle Day, which was a wonderful, successful day for us. And we said, you know, next year we're going to do things a little bit different. We're still doing Pick a Box, of course, but we're also right in the middle of selling Rod a Week tickets.
Nice.
And so that's going to be a big, big part of what we're doing. We're also kicking off, it'll be the tee off of the Grand Raffle, which we draw at Day at the Docks. But we start selling tickets Saturday at today, and we'll be selling those tickets all the way through up until Day at the Docks. But because we're kicking that off and we still have Rod a Week going on, we thought we'd tie that all together. So we've got a number of packages when you buy in, starting at $30 donation to Friends of Rollo, then you get to pick whichever utility box you want, and you're going to get some Rod a Week tickets or some Grand Raffle tickets. And we've introduced the hookup Plinko board to what we're doing, and so you'll have an opportunity to win some great prizes with that too. I'm not going to try to confuse everybody with all the weights when we were describing all we're doing. But stop by the Rollo booth, and you're going to be excited, and you're going to have an opportunity to help us get more kids out on the water.
That sounds...
Earlier, you mentioned your mystery box at $1,000, and you were a little concerned that it was going to sell to in the first few seconds, which I'm sure it will. I want to mention that the Captain Rollo's booth will have two additional $1,000 boxes, and those are available to anybody on a first-come, first-served basis. And then we're going to also have one $2,000 package, which is going to be available. So we have a total of three of those kind of grand packages for anybody that wants to be very generous and get a year-end tax deduction. Two other quick things. Our packages that are at $300 are going to include a lot of good things and tickets, but you also get a pair of Costa glasses included in that. So you get all the benefits of the donation, and you're going to walk away with a pair of Costa glasses. And we're doing the same thing at the $500 level with Turtle Box Bluetooth speakers. So it's not going to be you might win. It's going to be if you make that donation, we're going to hand you one. We have a total of five of the Turtle Boxes to give away and 10 of the Costa glasses. So those are on a limited basis, but we're hopeful that we have people interested in making that donation and helping us. And then, of course, everything you guys are doing with your giant raffle. This is going to be an exciting day, and the bottom line is the kids are going to win no matter which donation you make, whether it's through the Fisherman's Landing Tackle or whether it's directly at the Rollo booth. The kids are going to get to go fishing because of your donations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man, Mike, that just makes me so happy. What an awesome event. And that, again, it's just adding to the fun. There's lots of opportunities to score lots of great stuff above and beyond the normal. Here's a couple bucks and make a donation. And, you know, the end result, as you always say, is kids are going fishing. And if you get to put something cool in your pocket while you're sending some kids fishing, it's a true bonus. So really appreciate it, buddy. Can't wait to see you next Saturday at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you much, guys. See you then.
Awesome.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's so rad, dude.
I'm seeing a lot of texts, I have to tell you. A lot. I've seen at least 20 of them that are asking about early deals, or they're out of town, or they're actually on a 10-day trip, or boss has got them working.
We fielded a lot of those phone calls.
Yeah, right. And I'm telling you, there's a ton of texts like that. That can they somehow that day purchase over the phone? Can they? It's a tough one, right? I mean,
it's really not a tough one. We can't accommodate 100% of everybody and their life's schedule. So we make it fair for everybody. You literally have one day in person
to get it done,
stuff in stock. And I think the majority of the people that want to come end up able to come and get to do their fun. And if they want to buy something, they can, and that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, we have guys this week today that are leaving on long range trips, like, oh no, like, yeah.
We always say the same thing, like, you've got a fishing bud, like, you've got a fishing bro that you go fishing with, and you're going to be out of town.
Give them the list.
Give them your list. Have them knock it out for you. Make it happen.
And then here's the cool thing as a vendor myself is you're setting up at 6:30, 7 o'clock. You know, you're like getting everything out. Things are already happening. I mean, just so you have like a little insider info, right? Like, things already happen, and the shop's already open. Well, maybe the guy in the booth isn't ready, but the stuff in the shop.
Yeah, see, that was a thing a long time ago. Nobody knew that the deals, you know, we publicize, oh, it's 9 to 3. Our store opens at 6 in the morning, and it goes until 6 at night.
So the sale that day.
And everything in the store that's on sale, you can come down at 6 in the morning, and we have, you know, all reels 10% off and free Spectra. All rods are 15% off. All hooks, all jigs, buy two, get one free.
All of them.
That covers like a third of our store's inventory, just those three categories. Basically, everything in the store is on sale. And you can come down at 6 in the morning, do your shopping. Maybe you're done by, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Then things outside, you know, officially open at 9, but a lot of the guys are already set up and ready to go by 8 o'clock. So as long as, you know, don't storm their gates, let them get set up. But if they're ready to go, then you can start doing, you know, talking to some of the booths and the personnel in the industry and buying your deals. And then after you've, you know, done all your sale purchases, you can go start doing some of these fun activities. So it's and don't forget, you know, lunch, you know, plan to have lunch there and the seminars and, I mean, everything.
Just a fun day.
It's a great one, man, no doubt. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got Yosef, Angler's Realtor, with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing great, man. It's been it's been fun. We're hearing about epic fishing to be had, but also season kind of winding, less people, less boats on it, but some good hits up and down the coast. We're just anxious to hear what the private boat scene has been.
That's exactly it. So I'm going to start up at Santa Barbara Island. It's slowing down on the coast as far as yellowtail fishing goes, but there's still quite a few fish to be caught. The reds fishing up there is really good for red rockfish. Santa Monica Bay, artificial reefs are still biting pretty good, calico bass, sand bass, and they're catching triggers right now.
Crazy.
Catalina Island, still some good yellowtail signal around the front side. The west end kelp area has been the hot spot. 12 to 25 pound fish. There are some barracuda mixed in as well. Calico fishing has been really good pretty much all the way around the island. 3Bs on the front side, same deal it's been since spring. Decent size bonita in there, smaller yellowtail. San Clemente Island, there was a really good yellowtail bite when the current was moving good. That has slowed down, but there's still some sluggers being caught here and there. It's just not the same bite it was. La Jolla IB, there's still really good rockfish action at the 9 Mile Bank. La Jolla's really slowed down as far as the yellowtail goes. There hasn't been a ton of sightings, but there is some very good calico bass fishing and bonita fishing, along with some smaller barracuda. Most of the calicos have been short, but it's been a really good bite. The islands, there still are some yellowtail being caught around the islands in the rock pile. Most of that fishing has slowed up as well. 499 snail, Clemente Canyon area. That fishing is still there. They are a lot of smaller fish. Not a ton of guys fishing it because the bigger fish have moved out of that area. South 9, Coronado Canyon area, 425, has been really good. On Thursday, the spotter plane saw a giant volume of fish. People have been on it since, like 10 to 30 pound class fish. There is some bigger ones in there too, mixed in with the fish. This zone is primarily southwest of South Island in the Coronado Canyon. Giant balls of anchovy. This is really good fishing for this time of year, especially.
That's cool. So cool.
Yeah, they're still getting some yellowfin mixed in as well right now in this area. One notable catch from the other day, people probably saw it on the news, there's a 582-pound blue marlin caught.
Just crazy.
And they brought it in. They brought it in to the Marlin Club, and the crane broke. And two guys had to be transported to the hospital. It was a whole fiasco.
But an amazing catch.
Yeah, I mean, blue marlin that big off our coast, geez. It's crazy. There's also on the 32 line, there was some bigger, like 80-pound class bluefin caught on Mad Max. And I guess they were fairly thick in that area. 371, 390 Hidden Bank, that's also been very good fishing, 20 to 40 pound bluefin. There also have been still some yellowfin caught in this area, 8 to 30 pounds. Generally yellowfin have been between the 371 and 390. A lot of this fish is caught on Mad Max, trolling lures and spreader bars when the fish aren't up. Guys are just trolling in the area and getting on them. There is some nighttime action in this area as well. 250-pound to 400-gram knife jigs are getting the job done. And then the lower 500, it seems like that's where the bigger fish moved, at least the volume of them. There were 80 to 30-pound fish there. They're moving really fast. There's some guys on them last night that were having issues casting to them and were trolling through there. That's all I got for you right now, guys.
Oh, that's it?
Great fishing.
That's it. Yeah, nothing much.
Tuna fishing is ridiculous still.
Good tuna fishing.
Late season bite.
582-pound blue marlin. Yeah. Trigger fish biting.
And I know that we've got some Santa Ana condition forecasted for next week. I mean, there should be some really good weather coming our way. It's fall, man. It's what we all hope and wait for. A great report. Yosef, and if you want to save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com, keep up on that information as it happens. Danny, the boys do such a great job filling us in. You can save $30 using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $30. And Yosef, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, find out how to get the most value out of their house, shopping for a new place, everything that you do with Anglers Realty, how do we catch you?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we will kick you an evaluation out.
Awesome. A great job. A killer report, man. This is what we live for this time of year. Great fishing. And then if you're not from San Diego, that Coronado Canyon area that you're talking about,
it's close.
Trailer down, go to Shelter Island, go to Dana Landing, put that boat in the water, and go give it a try. It's a 25-mile run, a 20-mile run. You're into that fishing. It's not time to hang it up. It's time to go.
Easy stuff. Another little report, too. Ollie is down 100 miles above Mag Bay right now this morning, and they had full limits this morning of Wahoo.
Yosef shot me a text before we were going. They have a deck loaded with those big hoos. And Yosef, make sure when you talk to him, via Starlink, that send some shoulder fillets up to his old buddies up in East County here, because he could use it. It looks like they're crushing them.
You got it. Yeah, I'll be loading my freezer full of that stuff. So.
Nice.
Right on. Well, great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you, buddy.
What an awesome report, man. That was brought to us by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your reservations for your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town right there on Taylor Street, or you can just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations today. And we're going to be right back. More with Tackle Day and Doug Kern when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been having so much fun talking Tackle Day, and man, the lines have been full, the texts have been flowing, totally. And everyone's lathered up.
I can't believe that we're already like almost through the 2 hours. I mean, it's like we just started.
I know, and I'm all fired up for next Saturday. I really enjoy it. For, you know, the vendor end, it's a chance where I get to, and everybody else, all your other vendors you mentioned, where they get to communicate and talk fun and good times. And,
yep.
Well, we're really proud to have you, and I think that it was so telling, and just that you're such part of our family down there that, you know, the hottest thing going, and we talked a little bit about it in the show, one of the hottest things going is that fluke fishing, and our deal at Tackle Day is every MC swim bait that is available, 2.5-inch skinny to an 8-inch weedless to a slug to a Viejo to a standard, whatever. All of that is buy two, get one free.
Yeah.
No limit, no whatever, mix and match, totally fine, all good.
Which is the same for all the lures, plastics.
Yeah.
Like, that's the buy two, get one free. What I've done at the table, and only at the table, is you buy two, the shop gives you one, standard deal, but I'm giving you one too.
Oh,
so
geez.
Buy two, get two, but it's only for what I have on the table.
Okay.
Like, I can't extend myself any further than that, right?
That's,
but I want to take
nice
care of those
you.
Customers.
My goodness. Thank
and
you.
The other thing I want to say is you refer to this as a parking lot sale. Listen, I've done plenty of parking lot sales, and they're fun, and they're a sale in a parking lot. This is a landing event. Like, if you've been, you know exactly what I'm saying. If you've not been, you need experience.
That's nice of you to say.
Because it's truly, it's a landing event. There's The raffle isn't a raffle. It's
it's a mega raffle.
Thank you. Yes. Beyond.
Oh, yeah. We're really proud of it.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. The seminars, the food, the contests, the fun, the deals. Get to talk to Corey and have him, you know, hey, I'm going to Cedros in June. What colors, what shapes do you recommend? Hey, I really want to start weedless fishing, but I don't know how. Can you show me how to rig a bait? Like, you get to talk to
Corey. Oh, my gosh.
Corey gets to show you.
That's
fun. You know, like,
and you mentioned the seminar stage sponsored by?
Well, so this year we have something new, a lot of things new, but Salty Crew wanted to sponsor something at the show, and so we came up with them sponsoring the main seminar stage. And so they're going to have a way to give everybody a raffle ticket that attends a seminar at that stage. And then there will be a drawing at the end of the day, and they'll be able to come into the store and have a $250 shopping spree on Salty Crew gear.
That's
so generous of them.
$250.
Yeah. Sign me up, man. Sign me up on that one, too.
Right? Yeah. I think I'll just go sit on in right there, man.
Yeah, so you go on your 8-day trip, just get one shirt for each day. I mean,
right.
Hey, well, speaking of good fishing and good local fishing, we got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute on the line this morning. Mike, is that good fishing still rolling along?
You know what, it is. Even the days where it's been slower than it, you know, it's still been good.
Like, I love it.
Our day and a half just got in this morning with 43 bluefin and a yellowfin. Fish up to 120 pounds. We had a one trip before that, you know, just a local trip with good fishing. I think the three trips before that were all limits. I mean, it's been really good.
That's,
like I said, even the slower days lately are really good, that's really good.
That's been the tempo of the show is, boy, it is really, really good right now. And, you know, the fall happens and the interest starts to wane. And I think if there's a message to be said is don't let that happen right now. There's some very good fishing to be had.
Yeah, you know, it's some of the best fishing. Most and reservations are starting to drop it. You know, it's that time of year. Like Tuesday night, we're for sure go. We only have eight reservations right now. And, I mean, really, it is really good fishing. So that trip's already good. The weather looks great. But this is that time of year, and, you know, we stick it out as long as we can. But you start getting a good chance to jump on a boat, you know, with a light load, fall weather and fall fishing. And right now, that some of the yellowfin that have been caught lately are, you know, 30, 40-pound fish. They're good ones.
No doubt about it. And Tribute, you guys are the kings of not being willing to let the fat lady sing and end the season, man. Like, you guys always are going with fewer people than you should as those later season goes, because you know how important it is to just keep things rolling. And, you know, on behalf of the fleet, hats off to you guys for not allowing it to go away, because the fishing's too good. There's no way the Tribute's going to sit at the dock when there's 120-pound bluefin to be caught and good fishing on schoolie bluefins and yellowfins. And I'm glad to hear that we're going to keep things rolling, and I think this season's got plenty left for us, Mike.
Yeah, no, it does, and it's too hard to sit at the dock when you have flat, greasy, calm weather and good fishing.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah. Everything we can to keep it going. And, like, we changed next weekend. We're doing a Saturday morning departure, reverse day and a half, just to give people a chance to go out and do the Halloween thing with their kids. It's a hard day to book. It's kind of like 4th of July. It's, you know, it's a good family time, but we changed our departure to where it leaves Saturday morning, so you can go out, knock out 50 pounds of candy with the kids and still get down and go on a trip.
I love it. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage of that trip or any of these trips that are coming up with the Tribute, how do we find you, Mike?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. Then take a look at what we've been catching here lately on our social media. It's Tribute Sport Fishing on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. A great job. A great report. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon, Mike.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right,
buddy.
Have a good day. Appreciate that very much. Keep us up to date as those fish continue to bite and some good fishing.
Right?
And
I just looked at Tuesday night, Wednesday to Thursday morning's weather.
Oh.
Beautiful. Like,
we have 10 days of it coming.
Like, as nice as our ocean gets.
Yeah. I hope that people are hearing and take advantage of what is sure to be one of the best weeks we've had during the season.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, hey, let's jump back into those phones. They're jam-packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Doug.
The one and only Jim. Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Cook Up.
Hey, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, morning, guys. Thank you, Corey. Hey, I got a question about Tackle Day. You know, I'm fired up on Tackle Day. You got to watch that two-edged sword. You know, you might win something beautiful there. And then you got to go buy, win a nice reel or what have you. Then you get to go buy yourself a bitch and rod.
So, oh, darn.
There is a method to our madness.
I can't hardly wait. But I've got a question. Is the lithium battery guy representative going to be there? You know, I recently purchased a electric reel, the smaller Daiwa lithium has a lithium battery. Are they going to be there at the show, or do you? And I know you're not a battery shop, but do you carry that battery for the Daiwa? The small. I'm too lazy to get up and look at the number, but anyway, maybe you can give me some information where I can get that lithium battery.
Yep, it's become a very mainstream thing to get for quite a while there. You could buy the Daiwa reels, but you couldn't get the battery. And they're, you know, you can just do a search online. And I believe that we keep some in stock, but they tend to go. So, you know, if you buy that, you know, the Daiwa electric reels, and we happen to be out, you can definitely get that online and fairly easily. And we can show you how, Jim.
The ones that we stock right now are the longer life. They're a little bit bigger batteries, but a lot of it's because so many guys have been using them for the deep drop swordfish where they're winding a lot of lead. The beauty of them is you can fish cod literally all day long and never burn through your battery. But it's a kit. Comes with a battery. It comes with a charger. Comes with this killer little neoprene case for your battery to keep the salt water off of it as much as possible. And then it also got these Velcro straps so that you can Velcro it to the foregrip of your rod so you don't have the battery hanging down in your place. It's a killer little system. And I know we've got a few of them in stock right now. And if you were to get there on tackle days and you knew that was a thing, I would maybe get there towards the early side, but we'll have it waiting for you.
And, here's another little tip on tackle day. If something's not on sale,
I knew you were gonna say that.
ask real nice to one of the guys, and they'll probably find a way to give you a little discount on it.
Yeah, because I know, like, that's such an obscure thing. I know, like, lithium battery for electric reel is not on the list. But I guarantee you, if you say something real nice to Brandon, like, you're gonna get a discount on that battery. Right. There's no doubt about it. Hey, Jim, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Corey, look, you had a good texture one?
I do. I mean, you're talking deals and pricing. And Rory in Lakeside wants to know, he says, good morning, guys. Super excited for the sale. Will there be any deals on clothing and foul weather gear? I could use a set for slickers and a light waterproof jacket.
So definitely we have AFTCO, Fishworks, Salty Crew all present, and we've got our line of Fisherman's Landing clothing. All of the basic stuff there is on sale. Specifically, foul weather gear is not. And so that's in the category of
ask nicely.
Of ask nicely. So that was a good follow-up to the previous question by Jim there. Is we carry, I mean, Grundon's and then the three that I mentioned. And then, you know, our own Fisherman's Landing stuff, you know, mainly the sweatshirts and that type of thing. But, you know, so what we have specifically on sale is the T-shirts and the shorts and the hats, those three categories. That's the main clothing items people are going to be interested in. But, yes, if
a lot of which, too, like, are really good deals. I mean, there's, like, you know, high-end name brand shirts, you know, are all flirting in that over $30 these days, and you're about to, you know, you're about to jump down below $20 on the first run best of the best of the best stuff.
Yep, and also I know Fishworks has a lot of times some closeout items that we don't carry in the store, so it's kind of like that Olakai thing we talked about. You definitely want to hit up the Fishworks booth because they will be selling right there in the parking lot, and some of the stuff that they're, you know, maybe discontinued a color, but it's still a perfectly good item and a pretty darn good discount there.
And Lawrence is such a cool guy.
He's the best.
He's the kind of guy you actually, you know, want to talk to. Or if you get to see Jared from Salty Crew,
totally.
He's hanging around.
Yep, yep.
It's these guys within the industry that you have a chance to come down and chat it up. And
The three major clothing companies that we carry, being Fishworks, Salty Crew, and AFTCO, they all have one thing in common. And it's like they were all born here.
Southern California.
Lawrence's origin story is, you know, peddling his, you know, killer shorts on the docks out of a duffel bag before he got started. The AFCO MO1 shorts were like designed from Bill and Milt fishing long range on the Royal Polaris and needing a short. And Jared and Salty Crew's grown up here fishing. You know, it's just like the
between
whole
San Diego Bay and Mission Bay.
Yeah, the whole, all of them like have a very specific thing in common, and that's their roots are entrenched in the type of fishing that we do.
Yep, and they give back to the industry too. I mean, all of those companies are not just out to sell product. I mean, they're part of our fishing industry. They all have some roots also in the surf line
culture.
So it's,
yeah.
You know, Salty
which
Crew,
is where the good technical stuff is bred. The better materials and the quick dry and the no stain and like, and then that all gets adapted to what we need as fishermen.
And you mentioned the MO1 AFTCO short.
The original.
Way back in the day, no shorts had ever thought about putting a plier pocket. Yeah. Every shorts now has a plier pocket.
Yeah.
Does that come from Greg?
From
Mr. Stotesbury?
I mean, that era, anyway. For sure that era, but probably even before that. You know what I mean? That's how far back it goes. And it's cool. It's very, very fun. Well, as we're running towards the end, there's just, I know there's so much stuff to cover and so many things. I'm so excited about the mystery box. And I was hoping that you could give us a quick rundown and the difference between the inside and out. You mentioned the outside stuff and the inside stuff. But for those that aren't aware, there's multiple things going on with Fisherman's Landing in terms of buying good stuff.
Yep. So we set up a 40-foot by 10-foot booth outside. And anything that has been a Doug buying mistake, something that's been discontinued in the industry, things that we were overstocked on, we put outside in that booth, and a lot of the little stuff like the jigs and the line will be in yellow bins with yellow price tags. So if you see a yellow bin, I know we have some jigs out there that were $40 that are $3.95. I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I know we have a 300-yard spool of Spectra.
Spectra remnant spools is a big one.
Well, but this isn't even the remnant spools, but we do have that as well. But we have a tough line, $59.95 300-yard spools for $9.95. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff. And we do have some first-run clothing out there. Any rods and blanks that we have found a deal on, you're going to get a shot at some 50% off or better on blanks and rods. Everybody that's come to our shows knows the rod bins. I mean, they just get attacked early in the day.
And it's so hilarious because you see the 20 guys on the outside pointing and like, that was mine, that was mine.
All you hear is clink, 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 and you just see butts. You know, it's like the trough at the, you know, on the farm.
But they're killer deals.
They're killer deals. They legit are.
If you wanted to get into rod wrapping and just try it, I mean, the blanks, I don't even want to say the price because I've heard from people that have bought them, they're ridiculously inexpensive.
Yeah, guys will buy 5 blanks and wrap them up, and now they got rods for their family.
Yeah.
We have a ridiculous deal on some gaffs that are name brand first run that we purchased on a closeout. Last year we had a few, and they were gone.
Like heavy-duty gaffs? Like
heavy-duty, they're gold in color.
Whoa.
Aluminum.
Yeah.
Stainless heads. 2, 3, and 4 inch heads.
Crazy.
They rhyme with AFCO.
Right? Oh, crazy, man.
Yep.
It's just a fun day.
We made a buy on some short deck boots.
God, how did we not mention that?
And they are $100 off.
What? First run, killer, on the shop, on the rack right now.
What's wrong with them?
Be $100 off.
Nothing. We bought them on a closeout.
We bought them all. That's what's wrong with them.
And they're $134.95 retail. We're selling them for $34.95.
Are you kidding me?
No. There's stuff that, I mean, there's no way to explain all of it, but stuff like that is definitely going on.
It's a day not to miss. I can't believe everything we've covered, and I know there's a lot more, and it's just a fun day next Saturday. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and that 97.3 The Fan.
Enter into fall with
powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit PromarIhe.com to gear up today.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's Kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We've started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. There can only be one winner. Doug's going to flip the coin, caller, texter.
Here we go.
And what is that, Rick?
We have
texter on that side, so it's a caller. How about
the
that?
Has about worn off on the caller side of it. Indeed, it is a caller.
And that's John. John in Escondido. Congratulations.
Yeah, Doug's showing up for verification. It is indeed a caller. Nice going, John. Congratulations. Man, how fast was that 2 hours?
Lightning.
Too fast.
Lightning fast.
Well, again, Doug, we can't wait. Next Saturday, Tackle Day starts. You said it best. 6 a.m., the doors open for things inside the shop. The event itself, the fun, the contest, of those, that'll get rolling around 9 o'clock, but you decide when it's right for you to come down and take advantage of this tackle. But do not just come buy your reel and bail. There's so much cool stuff happening.
Yep. Nope. We're looking forward to seeing everybody. If you have any questions during the week about what else is going on there, you can give us a buzz, 619 221 8506, and we will see you next Saturday.
Awesome. Great job, Doug. Appreciate it very much. Can't wait. I can't wait to see you all there. Going to be a great day at the sale. Hey, we've got a great show coming for you next Saturday. Bob Hoos from Costa and Dan Hume from Hume Termite next Sunday. Bill Varney, surfishing expert. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us up on the app. Big thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air and the fans. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday at Tackle Day, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and we'll be right here on 97.3 The Fan.